Blog Talk Radio.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget as well, we are on YouTube. The Lizzie T Show is also on our YouTube channel. And I would like for you to subscribe, for you to like us on Facebook, and for you to follow us on Instagram and tweet us on everywhere. And we are so excited that you are here with us today. Another day, another show, and how can I disappoint my listeners? Another fantastic guest. And we have a variety of theme, as you heard earlier, and as some of you follow us for the last 3 years, the theme of the show, tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. And with those questions, we have a great show. We've been having an awesome show for the last 3 years. So thank you so much, by the way, for your support. Thank you so much for being part of this amazing network. We have over 58 countries listening to us worldwide, mostly in Canada and the U.S. and our friends in Australia. We have a huge following in Australia. Some of you know that I do love stats, so I kind of follow sometimes of what and who and where we're being listened to. So mostly in Canada and the U.S. Today I have a guest from the U.S. I have been having friends from Florida, one of our Canadian flavor place to go to. And we will be talking about something very, very interesting, which is, you know, should we learn online or should we learn on our regular college? That's actually one of my questions. But I know that you do have questions as well. If you are interested in speaking with our guests, you are welcome to call us in at 215-383-5705. 215-383-5705 is the number to call us in. Questions, comments, or just you would like to say hello if you know our guest today. But before I bring him on, I would like to say thank you for your support, as I said it earlier, but thank you for our sponsors. We do have two sponsors right now, three sponsors. We have a brand new sponsor, Tex Cleaning Services, has just signed up with us to sponsor a show. Unfortunately, I'm still not able to have my little jingle, as I call it, but that should be coming soon. And Nature Nova has been sponsoring us for the last 3 years. And this is the second year that Natasha Bridge-Mahan, right here from Toronto, she is an investment company, an amazing lady that looks after your future, your retirement future, and your kids' education fund as well. So I will have the commercials or the words of a sponsor later on. Right after the interview, as some of you know, we have a musical section, right? So what is a radio station without music? And I will give you guys, the ones that are listening to us for the very, very first time, the background of this, how this started. I interviewed 3 years ago, one of our very first show, a singer, a songwriter, and he asked me, can you play this song after the interview? And obviously I said yes. So there then I interview another singer-songwriter, and the same thing, can you play the song after the interview? So long story short, now we have a bombarded emails and inbox of MP3 people will like us to play their song. So we have decided, this is started last year, that we have an hour show, 30 minutes, give or take, with our guests, and then is our musical section, which we play songs that are being sent to you via MP3 to our inbox, which is show@lizzyt.com, show@lizzyt.com. So if you would like us to play your song, we know that it's very challenging to have your song play on the radio. So here at the Lizzy T Show, we are 150% supportive of your craft. So the genre varies from jazz to rap to gospel to different languages. One thing that we would like to express is this is a family show. This is a show that we will not be playing shows with songs with profanity. So other than that, we are free to pray to play anything. And the other thing I would like to mention is it is almost the weekend, and we here in Canada, some of you friends in South America that follow us, I love to get news from different parts of the world, and most of the time is the weather. So it is winter in South America, and some of you are complaining about how cold it is there right now. Unfortunately, some of the countries that I've heard in La Paz, Bolivia, they're getting a lot of rain, and some of the mountains there are actually disintegrated, taking with them homes and buildings, which is very, very sad. And so my thought and prayers are for our friends there in La Paz, Bolivia. Also, we got an email that it was 15, plus 15, and it was freezing. I'm not sure if you have an idea what Canada feels like in the winter. And for a friend in the States, they work in Fahrenheit. We work in Celsius here. And we get, in some provinces of Canada, minus 50. In Ontario, Toronto, 30 is kind of sort of the minus 20, minus 30 is kind of the norm. So for you guys that are complaining with a plus 15, to us, that is spring and autumn or the fall weather. Other than that, I would like to extend a wonderful, wonderful cog to all of our friends all over the world that are listening to us right now. And if you would like to be part of the show, do not hesitate to send us your email at show@lizzyt.com, show@lizzyt.com. We are pretty booked solid until the mid of May, which is phenomenal. Our shows are booking quick, very, very fast. And for our TV shows on YouTube, also, we are right now in the process of recording more shows, which is also a good thing because our YouTube channel has two shows or two videos every other week. So right now we are posting the videos for Woman on Fire, which it was a great event that I get to cover every year. And the gala was just out of this world, amazing woman. And the gala was to receive prizes for all the nominees that were nominated and the winners of Woman on Fire. And I've been nominated for Woman of Influence that is taking place now in November here in Canada. So I'm not sure who nominated me, but I would like to thank you again for that nomination. This is the second year that I've been nominated for Woman of Influence here in Canada, and it's an honor again to be nominated. Okay, so I think my theme music should be playing right away, and that means that I need to move on to bring our guest, there it is, to the show. Today, everyone, we are interviewing and we are talking to CEO Ernesto Lee. He is the CEO, the creator of A Learning Voyage, which is a very, very interesting topic, as I mentioned it to you earlier. He is definitely one of the creator. It is nowadays is very, very important to find out what do we do? Do we go to college? Do we study online? And the job of that is the job of the future, who would increase in being in the technical sector. Employers continue to invest in education and training, but ironically, only training to assist in your current job, it is by becoming more and more important. So let's welcome to the show with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause, Ernesto Lee. Hello, hello, Ernesto, and welcome, welcome to the Lizard Tea Radio Show. How are you doing this evening?
I am doing very well. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
It is my pleasure. It's my pleasure. So, Ernesto, before we start talking about the nitty-gritty, I want to be able to have our listeners to know the person. Ernesto, the person, is he married? Does he have kids? Single? What do you like to drink? That's one of my fun questions.
Great question, Lizzie. I have a beautiful wife, Kimberly. We have three wonderful children. I have a 19-year-old son in college. I have an 8-year-old daughter who's the light of my life, and I have a 4-year-old son. And just some random trivia, my oldest son was born midnight on Halloween. My daughter was born 8 a.m. On Christmas Day, and my son was born on Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, which is a holiday in the U.S.
Wow, that is awesome. How did you manage all that? I mean, was it a request to the Almighty and above, or was it a complete coincidence?
A complete coincidence. In fact, we had to, after my youngest was born on the holiday, we decided that we were running out of holidays, so that's when we decided no more kids. Three is enough.
And I'm sure it's definitely a good number. So let's talk about your business. You are the creator of Learning Voyage. Now, entrepreneurship, is that part of your life? Were you always interested in creating something different, something unique? Or is this something that kind of fell in your laps and you had the opportunity and you kind of run with it and said, let's go with this because this is the future? How did that all happen?
I was going to say probably a little bit of both. I have always had an entrepreneurial streak, and I've been involved with several companies. Most of them have been successful, but that's part of the process. When you're an entrepreneur, you learn as much from failure as you do from your successes.
Right.
But recently, we saw a massive, massive gap in how the next generation workforce is being trained. And so we saw that opportunity, and we saw that there was not really a lot of viable options. We decided to found learningvoyage.com. And so that's when we all doubled down and put all of our efforts into, when you run a business, your business is there to serve. So we wanted to serve our students and give them something unique that they can take with them for the rest of their lives.
Wonderful. So Learning Voyage, this is your creation. This is your business, your school. How long have you been how long have this been going on?
Sure. So Learning Voyage, we've been running Learning Voyage since 1999. We had recently had a reboot last year where we doubled down and really focused on skills that were in high demand, where in the U.S. there's at least a shortage of 10,000 jobs, 10,001 jobs where they're looking for workers in these very, very high-tech fields. We realized that just with a little bit of training, there's a lot of qualified people that could take advantage of these jobs. Most of them are high-paying jobs, $100,000 a year and above.
So how do you see the next 10 year? What is in the future? Because I do have kids on my own, and in 2 more years, my oldest one will be going to college. And this is one of the discussions that I think all of us millennials, which are Generation X, is debating. Do we do, unless obviously they want to become a doctor or a lawyer, even that is kind of changing. However, if you are looking into the computer science or even technology, what would you say that are the career in the next 10 years when it comes to technology, obviously?
Sure. That's a great question. And here's the thing, that technology has been disruptive to so many different industries, traditional industries that really had nothing to do with technology. Nowadays, you can't even talk about medicine without talking about technology and how disruptive technology has been in medicine, and there's education. I mean, the list goes on and on. And so if you look at virtually any study that does a forecast on the next 10 years, they project that the world is going to lose over 1 billion jobs, with a B, with over 100 million plus of those jobs being lost in the U.S. And Canada, over 100 plus million jobs being lost due to automation in the EU and the U.K. And the world's just getting smaller, right? Like I said, the root cause of that job loss is automation across multiple industries. Not just in the technology industry, even though the technology industry is going to suffer job loss too, for people that haven't really kept their skills up. And so what I have seen and what the research seems to back up is that the jobs are becoming increasingly focused on knowledge. We're probably the first or second generation that's getting paid for what we knew. Before, you got paid for what you could do, and now you're starting to see this huge shift and getting paid for what you know, your knowledge. I remember my mother told me that people will pay you for what you do, or they'll pay you for what you think. And the very first time somebody asks you what you think, that's when you double your rate or you ask for a promotion. And so that's what we're looking for. We're looking to train thinkers.
That is incredible. And for you to be talking about like this, I mean, it sounds very futuristic, but unfortunately, that is the way of the future. Our Generation X, they need to kind of change their, or we have to accommodate or understand the new way of learning. Now, Learning Voyage, it is a learning system, online system. One of the things that I personally have a lot of difficulties with is, and not everybody is the same, I find that my kids, my generation, have a lot more affinity and it's a lot easier for them to learn online. So it is this type of learning that most of us are going to have to adapt to, kind of stop going to a classroom and start learning online. What do you do when somebody has difficulty doing their learning online?
Well, we have multiple modalities. And so we have what we call training on demand. And those are for students that can get access to the course and go through. And when they have a question, they reach out to us and we, you know, respond with questions. We, you know, go into the lab environment and help them with the labs. But we also notice that not everybody learns the same way. And so we offer remote training opportunities, which is just like a classroom, except everybody is connecting over technology, over a WebEx or something similar to WebEx. And then it's a little more of a traditional format where we'll do the presentation, we will demonstrate the labs and the concepts, and then we'll leave it to them to complete labs on their own, and we kind of help them along the way. Finally, we also have in-person training as well. And so we get just about every week we go to a different Fortune 500 company and we're training their people internally. So we know that there's demand in the courses and the technology, but we also offer in-person training to the public as well at different locations across the world. And so we try to accommodate the different learning styles because, you know, as you mentioned, not everybody learns the same. Some people are visual, some people are auditory. We try to incorporate as many videos, as many explainer videos. We try to have not just a slide full of text, but we also talk over the slide so you have context. And we found that it really helps people absorb. We do pre- and post exams just so we can kind of measure knowledge growth, and we've seen that, you know, the first thing is to get people in the right modality of training, and we've experienced a tremendous amount of success, as evidenced by the fact that most of the people that finish our curriculum go on and get high-paying jobs in the technology industry.
Wonderful. So for people that are listening to us right now, and obviously they will be going to our social media pages and website, what type of courses in particular techniques? I'm looking at your website, and what are the courses that you are offering right now?
Sure. So there's 5 different categories of courses, and each one of them, there's massive demand. There are what we call big data courses, and if you think about it, within the last 10 years, the amount of data that we can capture has grown tremendously, probably the last 15 years. And so now there's a lot of demand for companies to be able to manage these massive amounts of data. We call it throwaway data, data that companies used to throw away. Now everything that you do, if you think about it, everything that you do is recorded and is sent off to some database somewhere. So there's a whole field called big data. After big data, these companies start to realize that they can take all of this massive amounts of data and they can analyze it. That's where the artificial intelligence and machine learning and deep learning, that's another branch of courses that we offer, is in artificial intelligence, how to take large amounts of data and then how to create intelligent predictions out of that, how to look at a picture and determine if it's a cat or a dog, or how to identify a face in the picture and determine if it's smiling, and on and on and on. There's a million use cases there. We also have what's called blockchain, if you've ever heard of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. We train the underlying technology underneath that. That's been extremely popular. It's brand new. And the technology. We don't go into the financial side of it because we do technology training, but we show people how to build those blockchains so that they can create their own assets. And we have this other technology called microservices. And finally, we cover IT security. All 5 of those areas, if you have expertise in any one of those 5 areas, then you'll be in very high demand.
Wonderful. So when people go to your website, and I will share that information with you guys in just a second. When you people go on the website and they sign up, I assume the way of signing up and paying for the courses are pretty simple, very straightforward. And again, if somebody has any question, they can always contact you or have somebody that they can chat with them online.
Of course.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We have a 24/7 chat feature that's available. Anybody can come on at any time and ask any questions. And we have a policy where everybody gets a response within 2 minutes.
Wow, that's pretty fast. That's very fast. Now, for the investment that everybody will be investing, what would you say the guarantees are? Can you guarantee that people or your students would actually get the job that they're looking for? Obviously, there is no such a thing as 100% guarantee. However,
right.
you know, is this something? How do you qualify it, or how you guarantee that what they're learning exactly is going to land that particular placement?
Sure. So there's a couple of things that we do. So as you mentioned, we cannot make a 100% guarantee, and I'll state that emphatically because there's so many variables that go into play. But what we can do is we encourage people to go out before they even sign up for anything in our curriculum, to go out to our respected job sites like Monster.com or Indeed.com or Dice.com and just put in the technology that they want to study. And what you'll see is that in any one of those that I've mentioned, there are numerous $100,000 a year jobs that are going unfilled. So that's kind of actually how we looked at it and decided, you know, what we wanted to offer, because we only wanted to offer courses that were relevant. We've partnered with companies that are consulting companies. MITSIS is one of them. and MITSIS, they're constantly on the lookout. There's several others, but there's just one, for example. They're constantly fielding calls from business in the U.S. for individuals with the skills that we're training on. And so today, you know, we're undefeated, I like to say. We've been able to place every student that's gone through, but in most cases, the students are able to find jobs on their own just because there is so much, there's so much demand.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for that very detailed explanation. So for people that are listening to us right now, and they're probably wondering, what should I pay? What should I invest? And one of the answers that even my own kids have for me, why should I go to school and learn this when I can get it from the internet? Internet has all the answers, and then it knows everything. So what is the difference from people actually going on the internet and learning those skills and then or signing up on a learning voyage?
Sure. That's a great question. We ask that question a lot. In fact, I encourage people to go to Udemy and lynda.com and some of those other platforms. And what you'll see a lot of times is, one, not all information is equal. On the internet, the problem is there's nobody there to tell you what's information and what's misinformation. That's probably the biggest thing. I like to think of it as if my dog got on my keyboard and randomly hit some keys, nobody would know that it's my dog at the other end of that keyboard, right? So we don't know information from misinformation. But quality, I would say, is really the main differentiator. You know, and even a lot of the courses that we have, you know, we encourage people to do a search and try to find it. In a lot of cases, these bleeding edge technologies aren't even, you can't find tutorials and things like that on the internet. Lastly, as I mentioned earlier, we go to a different Fortune 500 company every week, multiple usually. We do business training employees at state governments and the federal government, the IRS, and housing and urban development, for instance, in the U.S. And so these companies, we believe, give us a high measure of credibility that you won't just find with a random search on the internet. And the same training that we offer governments. You know, we were in Israel last month, and we've been out to Dubai and Singapore and Japan. And so the same training that we offer these big companies and governments, because they're looking at future-facing technologies, we offer our students internally, and there's not a lot of people that can say that.
Wonderful. And actually, you gave me a perfect segue for my next question. People that are in Canada or in different parts of the world, they're also able to learn from learningvoyage.com. So there is no impediment in order for them to get the skills that they need and land that dream position or to advance on that position that they're looking for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We did not want to be an American company. We're based in the U.S. We wanted to be leverage the internet. The internet has no boundaries, and so we absolutely have a worldwide presence.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, Ernesto, I want you to share with the world where can people find you if you have social media presence, obviously your website, and obviously how can people reach you if they have more questions or even more comments. You have an opportunity, everyone, to call us in. If you do have, we still have a couple of minutes left on the show, and our number to call us in is 215-383-5705. I will say it again, 215-383-5705. We are on social media, Facebook / Lizzie T Radio. There is a link right now. This show is recorded. So if you just tuned in and you're wondering who does Lizzie has on the show today, we are talking to CEO creator of Learning Voyage, and Ernesto Lee has an amazing company. If you are perhaps on the fence and you're wondering, I don't know if it's for me, how about you give them a call or how about you send them a quick note? Ernesto, I will cut for a couple of words of my sponsor and I'll be right back for you to share the information with my audience.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
North American radio show.
Hello, hello everyone. I am back. And I am here live. It is today, Thursday, almost the Friday for you that is looking forward to this wonderful weekend. And is our regular time is about 7:30 Toronto time. And we are speaking right now live with a CEO, Ernesto Lee, creator of Learning Voyage. We still have a couple of minutes if you would like to call us in to interact with us and ask us questions, comment, or even to say hello. I know it's nice today and you probably are enjoying a bit of the weather that is, well, it kind of rainy, a little bit rainy, but not too bad. I mean, we had a very tough winter, so any good weather we definitely enjoy here in Canada. So you can call us in or you can fill your comments on our social media, Facebook / Lizzie T Radio, Instagram, The Lizzie T Show, Twitter, and obviously this show later on will be on our YouTube channel as well. So I asked him, Ernesto, a question. People are probably really curious to find out where can they go, how can they sign up, are the prices, Ernesto, on each course is outlined, or there are some of them that varied and they have to kind of send to an application form, and then payments, I assume, are with credit card and PayPal.
Yes, there's multiple free courses that I encourage people to take a free course. You can register right on the site, as you mentioned. I encourage people to take a free course to make sure that it's for you. And once you have decided that you want to move forward, I always encourage people to meet with one of our specialists and develop a custom learning plan specifically to each student so we know what your goals are and we can tailor training specifically for you. And the end result for us is that, you know, we want to make sure our students leave and have a high-paying job where they can take care of their family and be future-proofed. So that's kind of how we work.
Beautiful. So if you don't mind sharing with our audience, where can they reach you? There's several places. So laid it out for us.
Sounds good. That was the question. You can find us at learningvoyage.com, LEARNING, voyage, VOYAGE.com. Right there on the site, there's a chat feature, and you can hit chat, and you can reach us at any time there. You can request to speak to me. I'm almost always available. You can also reach us on Instagram, and it'll be at ernesto.dotnet, at ernesto.net. And that's how you can reach us on our social platform. But most people will go directly to the site and use the chat feature. And we also have social media links right off the site, as well as our contact information there as well, our phone contact phone number.
Perfect, perfect. Ernesto, I can't believe half an hour has gone by so quickly. Time flies here at the Lizzie T Show, and we kind of need to move into the next segment of our show. I want to thank you so much for coming in and explaining to us that our future is, in a good sense, changing, and people kind of have to change and adapt to all the changes. And good for you for having this platform for all of us, for people that are very good learning online and getting new skill without having to, you know, break the buck and also, or break the bank rather, and also locate to a place that is far, that they have to commute and all that hustle and all that annoyances sometimes. And I want to thank you for sharing that with us, sharing it with the world, sharing it with our friends here in Canada, because this is the future. And if you don't embrace it, sometimes you are missing a placement or a job advancement just because you don't have that skill that is necessary. And it could be significant to your income. As he mentioned earlier, there are paying jobs that 70s, 80, 100,000 a year, which is basically what a household needs nowadays in order to sustain themselves. So thank you so much for that. Any last word?
No, I just wanted to say thank you, Lizzie, for having me on your show. It's been an honor.
And the honor and pleasure is all mine. Thank you so much. All the best and have a fantastic weekend.
You too, Lizzie. Thank you.
And that was Ernesto Lee, the CEO of Learning Voyage, learningvoyage.com. It is the website. Check it out, everyone. If you mention that you have listened to him via the Lizzie T Show, hey, my job is done. I'm complete. And this is the reason, one of the reasons that I do this show. So moving on, everyone, we're going to our music on section. We had a lady that we interviewed yesterday. Today, and her name was Joyce. She has a beautiful voice. She is a gospel singer, and she recorded, or she's launching this brand new single, which is called Madness. So let's support our singers and songwriters, Joyce, with the song
Madness. When we were kids, that's when we wrestle with rage and revenge. We are torn, but we choose to forgive because you don't scare us.
Looking at a purse, dreaming about self-worth. But everything will fade, so let's call a spade a spade. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up higher in city streets. Poverty and the businessman has been by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. Shaking hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need any material thing. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up higher in the city streets full of poverty and the businessmen passing. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. You gotta lose yourself, no matter what comes your way. We gotta lift him higher. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up higher in the city streets full of poverty and the businessmen passing by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you I love you.
Baby.
Have
And that was Kai Marenta with the song Higher. And also, we just had Walt P. Lately, but Stefan Jr. We have time for a couple more songs right now. And next one is Dejeuner from New York.
Chillin' with my crew. Me and you, we could do what you wanna do. Grindin' on the dick, baby, do what it do. Can't take my eyes off you. Feelin' on my body like you know me. Baby girl, number one, you my trophy. Got a nigga feelin' like it was a goalie. Grippin' on your waist while you move slowly. Back to forth, forth, back, yeah. Ease your mind, you're right in time, yeah. Huh, won't you grind for me? Baby girl, won't you grind for me? Yeah, huh.
Eyes on me, it's just like you see me naked. Move to the left, move to the right, vibe right. I'ma get you lost tonight. And as we move to the floor, you know I'ma put on the show. I'ma ride the boat, ride the boat. Work the middle, just a little. Tryna have a private party with your body. Moving on your wood, yeah, I feel the excitement. Everybody wants my body, but my body's wanting you. Everybody wants my party. But the party's here with you. Take your key and took my mission. Let go of all your inhibitions.
I just can't deny it. You give me excited from across the room. I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind, it's my turn to win it. I go so hard when I grind, ain't no gold on the surface, so I gotta dig to find. And I'm so motivated, and I'm so dedicated. I got 100,000 reasons why I'm doing what I do. What you know about dreaming and making it come true. Never been the type to give up on nothing, I'm too stubborn. Even when I face death, I laugh like you bluffing. I'm smart, but I'm still rough. I'm start to the finish tough. My endurance come from watching mama, she ain't give up. I'm made from the same stuff, the same cut. I won't lie, sometimes I think this is too much, but I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. And I'm so motivated, and I'm so dedicated. I'm still going, still growing, still showing. I was made for this. Since a kid, I've been knowing that my destiny is greatness. I'm through being on the wait list. No longer got the patience. Then my chance to really take it and make it. Everybody know that I'm real. You really feel how I feel. Mr. B.A.D. been in the field. Facing bullets that would kill.
I don't
but
see
I...
no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind.
And I'm so motivated, and I'm so dedicated.
And that was Walt T, everyone, motivated. And that is it for today, everyone. It looks like our show is coming to an end. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. Thank you so much for supporting us. Thank you so much for being part of this amazing network that we have created here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. We'll be back tomorrow with another show, another guest, another fantastic program. I'm your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T radio show and TV show on our YouTube channel. Bye-bye for now, and make it a fantastic day.